Good evening and thanks for joining us. I'm Hari Srinivasan and welcome to this special report from PBS NewsHour Weekend. We have just learned that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, has been hospitalized. This is days after he tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. We're joined now by special correspondent for the NewsHour, Ryan Chilko, joining us from London. What's the latest?
Well, we just learned this literally within the last hour and a half, 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's office saying that he was admitted to the hospital on his doctor's advice. They say that this is a precautionary measure. He tested positive for the coronavirus on March the 27th. So he's had it now for 10 days. And we do know that as recently as yesterday, he did have some persisting symptoms, including a persistent high fever. So it's hard not to see this as a very important development. That said, 10 Downing Street says that it's just for tests. It's just precautionary, though he will be spending the night in the hospital. And tomorrow, the foreign secretary, his name is Dominic Raab, he will be leading the government's meeting because Boris Johnson will be spending the night in the hospital.
One of the things that people are going to want to know is, did he have any underlying health conditions? How public is that information in the UK?
Yeah, we don't know that he has any major underlying health conditions. You know, he's 55 years old. He's in reasonable health. But at the same time, you know, he's probably not the fittest guy in the world. He is sort of your everyday guy. Pretty big. Doesn't exercise too much. So there will be concern about his ability to pull through this. As you know, 10 days into the virus after getting positive. That is a difficult time for many people. But, you know, up till now, he's been leading the government's business. He's been leading the meetings, and he's been regularly communicating with the public, which has shown a huge amount of support for him through Twitter and YouTube.
You know, speaking of his support, I mean, after Brexit, his support seemed to have climbed up. But then there was the handling of this specific pandemic that seems to have gone in the opposite direction, because he was very reluctant for quite some time to try to have people shelter in place.
He was very reluctant. And that's an interesting thing, because the public really has subsequently gotten behind him ever since he decided to institute this or impose this national lockdown. There was, and on top of that, after he said that he himself has tested positive, the day after he tested positive, there was a YouGov poll in this country, and 52% of those polled said that they support the prime minister. Only about 25% said they disapprove of the prime minister's work. That's the best rating that any British prime minister has gotten in at least 10 years. So he is enjoying a decent amount of support from the public, because at the end of the day, many Brits feel that it is right that this national lockdown is in place. And they feel that he's been handling the crisis, at least up until recently, very well. Now, I say until recently because just the last few days, increasingly, people are concerned that testing isn't happening quickly enough in this country, and that, like in the United States, you keep hearing that doctors, nurses, people that work in the hospitals don't have the protective gear that they need, and people are starting to blame the government for that.
You know, put the pandemic in perspective for us in Europe. We've heard a lot about Italy, a little bit about Spain. Where is the UK in all this?
So the concern here in the UK is that the UK will look, perhaps in just a matter of days, like Italy did during its worst days. In fact, just over the last 24 hours, more people succumbed to the virus here in the UK than in Italy. 621 Brits died over the last 24 hours. Now, the epicenter in Europe right now, the place with the most cases, with the highest death rate, that's Spain. But the feeling is that the UK could overtake Spain perhaps as early as next week.
And do we know anything about the people that are close to Boris Johnson who interact with him daily? Anybody else have any symptoms?
Yes, many of them do, in fact. The chief medical officer, the health secretary, there are actually quite a few officials in government who tested positive for the virus. That said, none of them have needed hospitalization yet.
The Queen doesn't do this very often, but there was a national speech today. What was in it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Queen basically called on Brits to show their reserve, to show their solidarity and perseverance and get through this. You know, the Queen is 93. In about 2 weeks, she's going to turn 94. She's the oldest serving monarch in the world, longest serving monarch in the world. You know, this is quite extraordinary that she made this address in the first place. You know, Prince Charles tested positive for the coronavirus. He actually went to Scotland and self-isolated there for a couple of weeks. But this was only the fifth time in her reign that the Queen has addressed the public. And, you know, it's just sort of a form of outreach to say, we're with you. And I think it's important that the nation stay together at this time.
All right. Special correspondent Ryan Chilcote joining us from London tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching. I'm Hari Srinivasan. This is PBS NewsHour Weekend.